we're talking about effectual, fervent prayer. Do something prayers. Instead of waste your time prayers. Anybody ever prayed prayer? We're going to pray all night long. But you can pray all night long the wrong way. And we're learning so much about prayer. You know what I'm learning about prayer? You know the Holy Ghost helps us when we don't know what we should pray. He prays for us. Most of the time that will be by the Holy Ghost praying in the Spirit. But you know, sometimes it'll be prayers like, God, I've got too much to chew. I've bitten off too much to chew. Help me chew. You know, when you pray prayers like that, that's just as much as the Holy Ghost with somebody that's praying. The prayer that you need the most is the prayer of the Holy Ghost. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you know the Holy Ghost can speak English? And do you know the Holy Ghost can get to the point? A lot of people don't know that. You know, they don't take anything to be the Holy Ghost unless it's out there, you know? But every once in a while, the Holy Ghost can just get right to the point and say the prayer and get the need met. The Holy, you know, the best prayer to pray when you need is the prayer that you need the most. Just go on and say what you want. Get it over with. And then when you pray, worship God for a long time. I mean, you can't talk God out of nothing he's not going to give you. Do you know that? If he's going to give it to you, he's going to grant it. Just ask him. If you're going to talk to him about love and fellowship. And go on and get that other stuff out of the way. Get your need met. You know, you can just pray. You know, if you got a bill due, say, God, I got a bill due. Help me pay it. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. It's over. And stand there and wait and believe God and watch it manifest. The prayer that's needed the most is the prayer that get answered. We got a lot of bunch of supernatural, or supposedly, they beat pots and pans, wave flags around each other. Oh, yeah, anybody gone to some prayer? You go to some prayer meetings, they do everything but get an answer. They do everything but get a result. Jesus spoke and whop, there it was. And that's what God is talking about us in this last age, people that can get a prayer answered right away. Now, of course, there are times when you got to pray and you got to wait and believe God. But God can answer you. And don't you feel that you're not spiritual because you don't know all the these and thous and all this other King James stuff. When God taught us how to pray, he didn't use King James. That's just how we understand it. He said exactly what he needed. King James is no more spiritual. You say, Lord, help, please. Do you hear what I'm saying? You know, people are praying all this King James stuff. We don't know our religion. Oh, that thee would do that. And God's looking to bless you and he can't find you. He's looking for King James someplace. That don't sound like Brother Ron. I'm looking for King James. You know, this is 19. This is the year 2001. You know, and we appear these and down. Anybody talking that stuff today? Go on and get your need met. Stop being spiritual. Or so-called spiritual. Go on and get real about it. Sometimes the best prayer is help right now. Go right with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. You know what? When you're on the path of God, you don't got time to be acting crazy. You don't got time to be playing games. When you're out there doing what God wants you to do, you need a need met right away, and you got time to get spirit. You don't got time to learn all that King James stuff. You need your money right now. You need your back healed right now. And so many people get caught up on the small religious stuff that they miss God's best for their life. And we don't know where we get it. You know, shame on the people that teach that mess. Holding people captive with traditions and religions. Time to cut it all off, and we're coming out of the box. You can tell when somebody doesn't know God. You know, the minute they start praying, they go into all that rigmarole. And people learn that stuff and pray that stuff. I mean, they go to their dying day praying like that. When the Bible teaches us how we ought to pray, we're looking for prayers that avail much. For a prayer to avail much, you don't have to say much. You hear what I'm saying? It's faith that moves God. Somebody said, we're going to pray prayers that avail as much. You know, prayers that avail. Pray the word. Everybody heard people say, pray the word? So then we get into tradition. We say, well, praying the word is wonderful. And I believe in praying the word. I believe in prayer that avail as much book. We sold them out here in the bookstore. You know, you want to get a prayer answered, pray the book. But you know, you want to pray the word? Pray the utterance of God. Pray the utterance of God. What do you mean by praying the utterance of God? Pray the will of God. That's praying the word of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? When God tells you what to pray, when you don't know what to pray, you're praying the word. Jesus cast him out with the word. That was before certain books were written. That's where four certain books were written. And there's some situations in your life, and all you need is one word could change your life forever. And you're looking for the thee and the thou, and God's put the word already in you. The word for me, the word to get me the help I need was, God help me choose. That's the word. Kick that religious cow one more time. Jesus taught us to pray like this. Wouldn't it be amazing? Jesus can speak all these languages, every language but the language you speak most fluently. He gives us the gift to speak in tongues and speak to many nations. Don't you think God can speak your language? Don't you think he's more concerned about the heart of the issue and you being real with him than you learning a bunch of stuff that don't mean nothing? And when thou prayest, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to stand praying in the synagogues in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. See, this is a very popular thing right now. We want to get out and pray in front of everybody and think that's going to change the nation. He said, don't do it like the hypocrites do. Come on. We want to get out. We think that if we get out there and they hear us talking to God, that's going to change the world. You get in your prayer closet and talk to God and walk the light and preach the gospel. They don't need to hear you pray. They need to see you live and hear you preach. It's a big difference. Don't be as the hypocrites are. Come on. I mean, someone said, if we just get out there, we want to, everybody, it's nice to pray. It's amazing. We all want to get on bandwagons when we won't let the kids pray in school, but you won't even pray at home. But once a year, we want to stand around a flagpole so everybody can see you. What does the Bible say? Nobody care whether they see you pray or not. They want to see your light shine, and they want to hear you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stop getting religious and cut that mess out and go on and get the job done. Might not like it, but Jesus said it. Be not as the hypocrites are. For they love to stand praying in the synagogues and on the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. I don't care whether people see me or not. I care whether God hears me. When you pray, it's between you and God. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward already. Everybody knows what church you go to. You got your reward. Everybody knows what church you go to, and everybody knows you know the word thee and thou. Everybody knows you've learned to pray. Everybody knows you know how to say grace. I mean, I'm a pastor, and sometimes I'm afraid to say grace at the table with certain folk because some of these people get on a roll. I mean, they pray for all kind of stuff. You know, they spit it out. I mean, man, they quote a book. Say, will you bless this food? This food would, blah, 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 blah. Come on. Vain repetitions and all that stuff. They just can't even go on and bless the food. Get real. Get real. When you pray, you know, I pray all day long. I'm in constant fellowship with the Father. And when I learn, when I see something, I said, oh, my Lord, I think, you know, something comes to my heart, you know, I say, Lord, help. And this is great. Because I used to be a religious, you know, God's breaking some bubbles in me. That last week when God gave me that prayer, man, that taught me something. And he helped me. You know, the prayer was, you know, said, Lord, Holy Ghost, help me. And the Holy Ghost said, why don't you just tell it? Why don't you just say, I've bitten off more than I can chew. God, help me chew. And you know, I got revelation from that. God, help me chew, and was ready to shout on that. Now, I could have gone through all the corners. You are the God which strengtheneth me. He knows that. No, we go quoting the Bible to God like God forgot it. Lord, you remember in your word. As if he forgot it. When you quote scripture, you were quoting it to build your faith, not his faith. You don't impress God to get a need met. People wonder why you don't get into all that stuff. And somebody think he's just all stuck up. He just don't want to do nothing. No, we just know the Bible. Anybody wants to run around doing things that avail nothing and wants you to get on it. To be seen of men, they have their reward. But you, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Now, I thought that closet was real good. Now, I thought that you, when you had that literally meant your bedroom closet or whatever it was. And when I wanted to get baptized by the Holy Spirit, I wanted to do everything right. I had to pray to ask God. And so my dumb self got up into my bedroom closet and prayed in the closet. And I would pray in the closet because I thought where I thought we had to pray. Anybody ever done anything like that? Any closet Christians in there? You go in the closet? Oh, you get real spiritual because you're in the closet. But then I thought closet just meant a private place, just where nobody else can see you. Anybody else thought? Those that really know, that's what it really meant. You know, we just go off to a private place where nobody else can see us pray. But then that closet, we found out that the closet is the inward place of the heart. Somebody can see, you can be sitting in a room and nobody see your lips move, but you can be in your prayer closet where nobody else sees praying. So in the closet, in our heart, somebody say, on the inside, I'm praying. You don't know what you're doing. Somebody say, I ain't worried about a thing because I'm praying right now in Jesus' name. I'm praying right now. Say, I'm in the closet. It's good when the only thing you got in the closet is a prayer warrior. Some people got prayer in the closet. They got every skeleton you can find, but you can't find a prayer warrior nowhere. I would love when you get in somebody's closet and you look down on the inside, someone you really get to know them. When you really get to know them, you look into that closet instead of trying to, you know, ever find some signifying saints? If I get Adam close enough, I'm going to find out. Try to get in your business looking for the wrong thing about you. But we're going to be the type of saints which the closer they get to you, the closer they get to you, they're going to find out it's deeper on the inside than on the outside. It's not just what he preaches on Sunday morning. It's what he lives on the inside. He's praying on the inside. But on the inside, he's praying. Praying in the Holy Ghost. There's a prayer warrior on in the closet. Everybody say, it's time to come out of the closet. I tell you what, if you're a prayer warrior in the closet, you'll come out a preacher. When thou prayest, go into the closet, the secret place of thy heart. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret. You got a secret Father. The devil might think you're all by yourself, but I got a secret for you. You got a Father. You might think you're lost. You might think you're in that situation all by yourself, but there's a secret Father that nobody knows about. There's a relationship that only you got with God. Somebody told me they had a granddad. They had a dad or uncle or granddad, and he would see them all go off, and he would always bless them with one thing, and he'd say, don't tell anybody. It's just for you. It was a secret. There's a secret Father that we all have. There's something secret about the Father that only you know. There's a special relationship. That also has to do with Father. Father, you want to get a prayer met? The Father. The revelation of the Father, the heart of the Father God. You're going to get into whereby we are adopted as sons and daughters in Christ, whereby we cry, Abba Father. Listen, that type of prayer is not just we get up there and say, Our Father. It's more than that. Like people say, no one can confess Jesus Christ as Lord but them. It's just deeper than just saying, well, Our Father. Some people say Lord and some people say Lord. It's different. We need to get to the point, it's not just you saying, Our Father. Listen, you've got to have the revelation. And you've got to have the know on the inside of you that there is an Abba Father God that accepts you, that loves you, that cares for you. And that spirit of rejection, and that you can go to God with an open heart, boldly, with mercy, with grace, and receive from God what you need. You've got to go to God with a heart of reception. That spirit of rejection broken. God loves you and he cares for you. God's not mad at you. He's just so glad you showed up. Where, when you go to that secret prayer closet, say, Our Father which seeth in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward you openly. What God sees in secret, he'll do open. Whether you realize it or not, you can live a lifestyle to where you're living a prayer. Some people say, you're just living the dreamland. No, I'm in a prayer. When you can get to the point where your life is nothing but living your prayer, you speak it on the inside, you'll be living it. Claim it right now in the name of Jesus. Say, I believe by God that I'll be living in my prayer. Thank you, Jesus. You're not living by fate. You'll be living in your prayer because God hears you. You can cover the bases. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread or any of those things. You will be living in your prayers. He will reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions. Same old thing. Same old thing. You got to develop your prayer life. You know what a vain repetition could be also? Is the same format over and over again. God can do much more than that. There's some things about God we never know. Now, I'm sitting here saying, we got to pray in this light. And today, you know what? We'll be praying in this light. And it's right for now. But tomorrow, you know what? There might be a deeper revelation and a deeper manifestation that will go deeper in the way in which we pray. Well, vain repetition, think that you go there all the time and you turn it. God will not allow you to turn anything into a formula. He will always keep it fresh. He will always keep it fresh. And that's why you should always cherish the seasons of prayer that you get with God. I can remember when I was at Christ for the Nations, praise God. I mean, there was a grace there, and there was a spirit that cannot be duplicated. Cannot be duplicated because God does a new thing all the time. I could remember getting up before school started. I would get up there. Anybody know Dean Henry Holland? You know, and Brother Henry and I, and we'd get up into that chapel, and we would just walk and pray. And, you know, and I was concerned because I thought that's the way I was going to be praying forever. And I was thinking, do I make a decision? I might have to leave living praise because I'm praying. I can't pray and do living praise at the same time. And prayer is more important. What decision do I make? Because with the way we prayed boldly in tongues for just hours. We just walk and pray and walk and pray. And you know, God did something, and there was a grace on it at that time. And so we moved in that. tell. God just did something. He developed something different. Didn't go cold. God just did a different thing. We got to develop how God wants you to pray for that season. Don't be vain, or don't get repetition of anything. Sometimes you'll get all guilty. Somebody says, "Well, it's got to be a dish time of day." Well, it's good to develop a private prayer time to do those things. But you got to follow the flow of the Spirit. God might want to be moving on you with constant prayer. Once there's a grace on constant prayer where you're always meditating on God and going about your daily duties, and you got to understand that you got to go with that flow as well. Don't use vain repetition. And vain repetition is just not saying the same words over and over again, over and over again. Same format. Getting familiar with the things of God. Keep your prayer relationship with God fresh and new, as the heathens do, for they think that it shall be heard by their much speaking. That's what we're talking about tonight. Much speaking. Much speaking. Much speaking. Much speaking. Many times, you know what? Many times all you got to do is speak the word, especially when you're dealing with devils and demons. You don't have to hold no conversation to a devil for, you know, to get a devil out. You don't have to know his name. People said, I've seen people do some crazy stuff. There was one scripture, the thing where they asked the devil his name, and the devil answered one time. Jesus answered one time. And then we're going to make a formula out of that. And I've seen many people get up there asking, going on for hours, asking the devil his name. The devil's a liar. He's going to lie anyhow. I mean, I was in one service, no lie, and I heard somebody ask the devil his name. The devil said, put the thing, ask me again, I tell you the same. The devil said it. People go on and on and on and on and on. And we think we got to see the end result. You got to have faith and confidence in the word. Just speak the word. Be healed in Jesus' name. And be healed in Jesus' name means the same thing as whether you go on a hole for 3 hours wearing everybody else trying to wait for you to get that prayer out. Wonder why nobody wants you to pray for them. So I can take the results. I just can't go through all that stuff. And someone says, you need to pray. Well, see, he's all crazy. You know, people need to, they can't just run the guard like that and run back out. Yeah, you can if you always are there. You know, if God hadn't talked to you all day long, sure, you probably need to work up a long time and tap dance and do everything else you got to do. If he ain't seen you in 3 weeks and you're going to him to get something, yeah, you better tap dance, sing, sow an offering, play a couple songs, amen, do a couple backflips. He ain't seen you in a while. You're trying to get him to know who you are. But if you are there all the time, if God knows who you are and you're worshiping with him and he's always with you, you don't have to go through all, you don't have to hold a court and a little court service and a Terry service when you're asking for a piece of bread and butter. I mean, I don't want to be running my mouth too much. I want him too busy listening to him. That's why I love tongues. That's why I love tongues. I can get my stuff done by just saying it out. When I pray in the Holy Ghost, it's just for fellowship in God. Just to spend time with him. We're going to be saints to get stuff done. Many times people don't get healed because we get stupid. They get your prayer instead of their healing. They didn't come to see your show. They came to get their need met. You know, many people come there with a broken back, and all they go back with is a jerk. Woo, that was powerful. God wants the need met. And you're the type of people that will have prayers that will avail much and get the stuff done. People say, I'm afraid to ask for it blatantly because what if God doesn't do it? That ain't your problem. His problem. Your job is to ask, not to back it up. Somebody say, well, you pray for this broken back, we got to think twice. Now, what if his back don't get healed? That ain't my problem. All I'm going to do is ask. If God wants to do it, he'll do it, and he wants to do it. Now, listen, who think they will be heard because of their much speaking. Anybody learn anything? How many preachers we got here right now? How many people going out there to minister and do what God wants you to do? Don't get out there with that much speaking prayers. Do much preaching. Do much preaching. Do much. If you want to preach, go on and preach. Some people don't. They can't preach, so they want to pray everybody in. Anybody heard a preaching prayer? You're not praying for their back. You're just preaching a sermon. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you even ask. Listen, God already knows what you need. And we're so silly, sometimes we don't know that the Holy Ghost will tell you how to ask him for it. How many need some things for God? You think, how do I just don't know how to put it into words. I don't know how to ask him. He will even tell you how to ask him. He'll tell you exactly how to approach. How many business people that we have, you go out there and make sales pitches and do all those other things, and sometimes you have to be trained. How do I used to work for a ministry organization, and we had to fund this ministry organization, and we had to go with people with a lot of money and say, hey, we need some money to get this job done. They trained us how to ask. Well, the Holy Ghost will talk to you and tell you how to ask God for things, and you'll get it. But you've got to be willing to wait on Him just a little bit to hear exactly what He wants to say, to get a word for heaven. God, how do I do this? And He'll put it on the inside. How do you ask for that? And most of the time, you know what? You'll have this deal. You know, God, I want that contract, and I want that supernatural Holy Ghost prayer that I can get that contract. How do I get it? How do I get it? Then what you got to do, you got to get real spiritual. Everybody get real spiritual right now. Think about it. Come on. Get real spiritual. Think, how's God going to do it? Where's He going to lead me in the Bible? And Holy Ghost will say, God didn't want to build His relationship with you over your petitions. Wouldn't it be a shame every time you had to go to the Father, or every time you had to talk to your parents, you had to think of a meal to eat so you could talk to them? I'm going to take a real long time to tell Daddy to pass me the peas. That's the only time He thinks about me. For your Heavenly Father knows what you need of before you even ask. And He's a God that will tell you how to ask. He will give you utterance to ask. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're going through, and He knows exactly what you're dealing with. And He knows the right word to say, and He'll give it to you. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Do you know what? The kingdom will come if you see the kingdom. That's why you pray. So you can get on the inside, in that prayer closet, and see the kingdom of God. See, that's really what the long prayer is all about. That's why you pray in the Holy Ghost, that you can get into the kingdom of God, amen, get into the Spirit and see things the way God sees it. So you get out there and you pray in the Holy Ghost. You pray in the Spirit. You just meditate until you can see on the inside what God sees. Remember that sermon we taught one time? He said, if you can seize it, you can seize it. But you won't be able to seize it until you seize it. Do you hear that? If you can seize it, you'll be able to seize it. And you won't be able to seize it until you seize it. And you pray in the Holy Ghost so you can seize it. And you get to the Holy Ghost and say, I seize it, I seize it, I seize it. Then your confession goes, I seize it, I seize it, I seize it. Listen, that prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, how do you know He's in heaven? Because you're right there in heavenly places with Him and you see Him there. See, I believe that's more than just shouting words out there. I believe you got into the Spirit and you say, oh my Father, God is in the heavenlies. Glory to God. God is it. You get in prayer. See, these are things that happen from the inside of the Spirit, not just words. I believe when Jesus taught them to pray, Jesus demonstrated. He left. He checked out on them. I don't believe He just got up there and got on His knees and just said a couple words. You say this, I say this. I believe He said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And Jesus said, watch this. And Jesus got off into the realm of the Holy Ghost, and He got up into the heavenly realms. And He said, Our Father, which art in heaven. They knew. He said, man, He's really out there now. He sees the Father in heaven. How would you like to pray like that? You just get to the point. You don't go on until you get to the point. You say, my Father's in heaven. Glory to God. I'm covered in the heavenly realm. And you just stay there until you know it. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. What I see in this spiritual realm, let it manifest on earth. How many would like some heavenly things to manifest in your life? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Somebody say, your will. In earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory